Hello, this is Dr. Xenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Maylin Hidalgo, date of birth 7/9/1982, date of procedure 19/20/24. Physician is Dr. Xenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Silvicis Kenius. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy colectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, abnormal CAT scan with sigmoid colon colitis, comma, constipation and diarrhea with change in bowel habits. Description of procedure and form of sounds obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, or explain to the patient. The patient's breath and endoscopy to be placed in the fetal position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Will lubricate the lymph or gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and veins and the joint to the second portion of dwelling. Careful examinations made with the duodenum bulb, second portion of dwelling, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex use of the cardiac air resection from the stomach before gastroscope. The patient is then turned around in the lateral position. The drug exam is normal. Will lubricate the lymph or colonoscope is introduced into rectum and veins and direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillin of the sequel down the confluence of folds, period. The terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. The common last 5 centimeters, period. Careful examination of the sequel down the sequel down the ascending cone. Plytoflexure, transcone, splenoflexure, descending cone, sigma cone, and the rectum of retroflexure is obtained in the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 72-3-2, comma, good prep, period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared on marked next line. The Z line was regulated 35 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was an evidence of a non obstructing Schottky's ring. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia seen best with coughing. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema that was mild. Found biopsies were retained in the antrum and body separately for esophagus through a lead H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion and the ampulla appeared normal. Biopsies were obtained in the duodenum for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy next line, the terminal limb, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of diarrhea. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded as 7, comma, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right transverse and left colon given the diarrhea as well as the history of the abnormal CAT scan. Next line. There was a rectal sessile approximately 5 millimeter polyp removed with cold biopsy colectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. These were small in size. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, patient denies any dysphagia upon my discussion with her. Biopsies were not obtained, therefore. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending PASS. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.